this week, isn't it?
Yeah. Bro, the weather today. Were you working from home today?
Yeah.
The weather was just up and down today. It was raining.
Yeah, raining, then it wasn't.
Then it was actually like hot at one point. Then I heard there was hail as well. I was inside of that.
Inside all day. In fact, I was out in the morning.
Yeah, the rain was treacherous.
I left to go and do an eye test.
Oh yeah, all that eye test rubbish. Like, why? Where have you been? What's all of that about?
Blood. Gosh. Dude, my eye. One day, I just woke up. It was like 2 days ago. I just woke up. My eye was hurting me.
Hmm.
Hopefully it's working, isn't it? But yeah, I woke up now, my eye was hurting me, my left eye was hurting me, yeah. I'm like, cool, let me go and get it checked, because I've been told to get it checked for time, but I just never did. My last eye test was like 2 years ago or something. So I went to go and get it done, and my eyes, I can see fine. I can read any distance, I'm fine. But for some reason, this appointment, they're trying to tell me that, oh yeah, like, your right eye's got some astigmatism or whatever. Can't remember what it's called. So it's causing your left eye to strain. So you're a bit short-sighted, blah, blah, blah. You need glasses. I said, wait a minute. I don't need glasses because the questions she asked me, I got them right. She told me, read the top line. I read the top line. Read the bottom line. Read the bottom line. I read everything correctly. So why would I need glasses? So I'm like, no. This doesn't make sense. Your test was incorrect. I went somewhere else that same day. Because I called my mum, I'm like, yo, like, he's not telling me I need glasses, bro. I'm like, no. So I ended up going to Boots. That was Specsavers. I went to Boots now. And...
Yo, can you just book it and go or what?
Because it was like, I was off that day. So I was just booking it. Like,
oh, okay.
So it was like during the day where people are either at work or, do you know what I mean? So... I've now booked for like an hour later. I can't remember what I did actually. But yeah, I've now gone to a Boots now. And my man's told me, he's done the test now. He's told me my right eye is fine, that my left eye is long-sighted. So that's completely two different sides of the spectrum now. So I'm like, yo, like, what's the angle? Well, this doesn't make sense. I need a third now. I need to get a third. To be fair, both have now told me I need glasses. That's the bottom line. But it's two different prescriptions they've told me. So the next day, so today now, I was like, no, let me just book another test. So I booked it, gone, and they've done the test. But I've told them this time, yo, like, I've done two tests. They've told me two different things. You're the decider, and let me know like what it is. They said, cool. So I've now done it, and they've said I don't need glasses, but I am short-sighted in both my eyes.
Yeah.
But it's basically, it starts off with zero, so you don't need glasses. I'm the next, so 0.25.
Fairs.
So yeah, that's where I'm at. But I'm not getting glasses.
They're basically telling you that you will need glasses.
They're telling me that, yo, like, you don't need glasses, but if you wear glasses, it will help.
Yeah, but your eyesight is going to get worse.
I don't think it will.
100% will.
I don't think it will.
Unless like you properly like take care of it with...
how do you take care of your eyesight?
Like eat the certain things. I know carrots help and stuff like that, but no, they're basically telling you you need glasses. So need you're going to need glasses soon.
I don't need glasses. That's fake. I think it's all a scam. After yesterday, I said, yeah, this whole thing is a scam. They can tell you anything just to get you glasses.
Wait, who was the third one you went to?
Vision Express.
Fair.
Yeah, shout out Vision Express.
Fair.
They're Garo.
I mean, you got three different opinions, so I don't know who's Garo.
No, but Vision Express, like, I'm not gonna lie, the Boots one was the least, like, it didn't, like, the way he was doing it, it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
But Vision Express, Specsavers, they got the machine. Made sense still, but nah, still don't need glasses, not getting them. You get me?
No, I know I need glasses.
Say mom's,
yeah, like when I'm on FaceTime to people and I'm like, let's say I'm watching something or something like that, they'll be like, they'll always be like, why are you squinting? And then I'll catch myself squinting. And then I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I do need glasses. But I'm just putting it off. The thing is, I can see, but it's like, I don't know what's changed in time. Like, I don't know what I used to be able to see and what I now can't see. Do you know what I'm saying? I can still read things, innit? So
everyone in my family wears glasses. Or my immediate family, should I say.
Yeah.
So my mom, dad, and my brother wear glasses. But my brother don't really wear glasses, but he has glasses.
Like reading glasses.
Reading ones, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone's... well, not everyone. Actually, maybe everyone, because I feel like this generation, we're all just like staring so closely at our phones. So.
Nah, yeah. Man started because of when I started going to work. So I'm always looking at screens now.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what's playing a part or had an effect on my eyes now. Because before, I never used to get eye issues. If I go, it's a waste of my time. The same with the dentist. If I go to dentist, my teeth are fine all the time. I don't know. But it's just always been like that. But this time, someone's trying to rain on my parade, fam. And I'm like, yo, like, the amount of jokes I've made about people with glasses, like...
Maybe it's karma.
Nah, I can't get that. I was telling people, like, yo, like, I get how you feel now. And like, being told you need glasses, it's not funny. Like, I actually felt bad.
I'll just be, like, saying nothing, innit? Like, it is what it is.
No.
Especially if it's, like, only reading glasses, then I do not care.
No, mine was... I don't need to, like...
What is wait? Short sight is when you can't see things far away, innit?
I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure it's, like, the opposite. Like, short sight,
yeah.
You can't see things far away. And then... Long-sighted, you can't see. Yeah.
So that means you would be long-sighted if you're squinting at your phone.
I wasn't squinting at my phone. It's my TV. So, like, I'll be watching TV and let's say it's, like, that distance away from me. I'll just be squinting a bit, just a bit. It's not a lot. But, yeah.
Squinting at the TV is crazy.
No, man, I don't know what it is. I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's because I'm looking at, like you said, looking at screens too much, stuff like that.
No, I think that's what mine was. I'll be real. But, yeah, I'm not getting it. Even though, like, it makes sense, because even when they had the lenses on me, I'm like, yo, like, this is kind of, like, sharp, like, but, nah, I can see, I'm not getting it, like, it just, it doesn't make sense, I wouldn't wear it to drive, they told me I should wear it to drive at night, and when I'm focusing on stuff,
yeah. So,
like, watching something, cinema, work, anything, really, when I'm focusing, I should put glasses on, but, no, maybe in like 3 years, maybe, or 5 years.
But the thing is, in 5 years, it'll be worse. It's gonna get worse. It's gonna get worse.
I actually don't think so.
It's just gonna get worse.
I don't see why this came. Like, I have no issues with my eyes. I can see that it was 2020, whatever that is.
Yeah, 2020 vision.
Yeah, like mine's 2020. I can see far, short, anything. I can see it. It's just there's like a part of the test is like, oh, there's numbers on a red and green side.
Mm-hmm.
But I always kept picking like the red. But then when they would put a lens, it ended up being similar.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know. But like, it's you're second guessing yourself because like you don't know which one to pick. And they look basically the same, but like there's like a slight difference. So it didn't make sense. So and then when they're putting different lenses, like, bro, which one is it?
Like, yeah.
No. Yeah. It's mad still, but I didn't really like it, but it is what it is really. I think everyone should go and get the eye tested though, moms.
Yeah, 100%. I think everyone should get tested for just everything.
No, I think I'm even going to get my blood tested. Someone even told me I should do that because of how I got ill already, again.
How you got ill already?
Yeah, I'm ill again.
Maybe you just need a flu, one of them flu jabs.
I actually think I might actually have to get that.
But I don't trust them anymore.
I mean, I got the jab.
Yeah, but you, so I even regret that.
No, I big time regret that.
I don't know what was in that.
I big time regret that because you don't even need it now.
Yeah, exactly. There's people that didn't get it that are absolutely fine and they didn't get sick, nothing happened. It's like, what was it for?
Media propaganda, whatever the word is, bro. Because they said there was another virus going around.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Like, it don't make sense. All this stuff that goes in the media, don't make sense, bro. Just to cause scale or something.
Yeah, it's just fear mongering. Like, because of the coronavirus now, like, Any other small virus that pops up,
yeah,
they will just be on the news, even if it's nothing. That's just how the news works.
No, I don't mess with it still, bruv. But someone was even asking me, like, yo, like, if we went to another lockdown, would you be calm with that? Before I used to say, yes, get me another lockdown ASAP. But now that I'm working, I'll have to work from home every day. Nah, I'm good still. I don't need another lockdown.
Mm.
There's literally bills to be paid.
But you're working from home. What are you talking about? There's bills to be paid. You're working. You're still working.
It's like, before when I was working during COVID, like, bro, that money was to drink for myself. There's no bills. I'm getting the money. Now it's like, I have bills to pay regardless of whether I go in or not. I have to pay these bills.
So. You're still getting the money. It's not as if you'll be getting that furlough stuff.
Yeah, but furlough, that means you're not even going to work. You're just drinking the money. Me, I have to work regardless.
And you'll still get the same paycheck.
Nah.
You get the same paycheck minus any travel costs, minus any eating costs outside.
I'd look forward to the weekend to do nothing.
That is true.
So like, I'm at home. Working, that's it. There's no fun.
That is true.
Nah, dead that, bro. I would not go to another lockdown still.
I don't know. Like, I feel like the way the other lockdown came about was just all speculation and then it just happened.
Yeah.
So no one was really prepared for it.
Mm.
But I feel like if there was ever even rumours of another lockdown now, I feel like everyone would be more prepared. There'll be stuff, like, put in place. And I feel like there was also, like, I don't know, there was certain... money opportunities that happened during lockdown, so that I'm pretty sure everyone will be prepared for that even better now. So there was positives to a lockdown, and there would be positives to another lockdown.
No, I don't. Me personally, I'm 100% against it.
But I do hate staying at home all the time, I'll be real.
No, yeah, it's dead. Like, there's actually nothing for me to do. No, it's dead. I would not do it. I would not do that at all, bro.
But you were the same guy who said you prefer to work from home. Then go in.
Yeah, but like even then, like, it's like, that's all I'll be doing at home.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be going anywhere. Football would stop for a bit, but then it's true. So it's like...
Oh, you can't go. You can't go to gym either.
Can't go...
Yeah, that's long.
But I can't go gym. It's down his wraps. That's crazy. Gym is my therapy.
Same guy. This was the same guy that was what last year saying Bun Gym.
You from last year, I was Bun a different gym. Man.
No. You were so. Man. You're literally on the opposite side of the spectrum now.
I've literally hit a year in gym. I hit a year in gym last year.
Your last year?
Last month.
Fair enough.
So I'm literally a different man. I don't look the same. I don't wear the same clothes. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was a different guy. That was a different house.
Gym is therapy still.
I know why I started the gym in February. I think I even started on Valentine's Day.
Fair.
I look back at my throwbacks on Snapchat. I started on Valentine's Day. But anyways, for the viewers on YouTube, T9. In fact, if you had the listeners as well, you lot ain't heard T9. He is not here today.
Not present, man.
He is in Tokyo. He is in Tokyo enjoying Mario Kart.
Enjoying. I said
that's what they do, Mario Kart.
Yeah.
On the streets, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shout out to Tokyo. Shout out to listeners in Tokyo as well, innit?
Come on. If we have any.
No, we do still. They listen still.
Fair enough.
I've had a few DMs from them still, but. Yeah, he'll be back next week. He wanted to record on Monday, but.
I was unavailable.
I didn't even want to do Monday. Recording on Monday is crazy. But anyways, yeah. I'll do an intro as well now, innit? Welcome to the What We Saying Pod. It's your boy Hustle Hustler. You're not joined my co-host T9 in the building, but you're joined with the man behind the camera.
Nice. Looky.
You know, I was thinking of how am I gonna do this.
What's going on with you?
Nah, I tried to do the I tried to let it roll.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, you're joined the man behind the scenes, my man on the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8.
Come on.
But yeah. Make sure you lot like, comment, and subscribe. Make sure you lot interact with the polls.
All of that.
Oh man, you lot were messing with the last week's drop,
bro.
But we're crazy still. I won't even lie.
I was surprised as hell.
I even said it to you, man. I was like, yo, like that episode was good, but like,
nah, I thought it was good.
The way people interacted with it, I was like, yo, like, is this how badly you lot want girls on the podcast or something? Like, it was a good episode. Don't get me twisted or anything. But like, the way you lot interact with it still was mad still. But come on, let's try and do that every week, innit?
Yeah, cool.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, let us know who you want to see on it as well.
Yeah, bruv. Drop that in the comments as well, bruv.
All the time.
But yeah. Did you see that ISO guy?
ISO.
Right. Basically, the guy that was dating on the Omalay.
Oh, no, yeah.
The girl, innit?
Wait, the girl. Yeah.
The girl.
The boyfriend, innit?
The boyfriend.
Yeah.
He did a sponsorship with Morley's, bro.
Sponsorship with Morley's? Say mums?
Mums live, bro.
What type of sponsorship?
Bro, it didn't make sense, but like, the guy, basically the video was, the concept was like, he's walked into a Morley's now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, boss, can I get the usual? He's got his things or whatever. He sat down and then like, he's just like, oh, he should have picked Jazz. So basically he did an e-date with Kaisner.
Yeah.
And basically like, I think the winner wasn't the girl he wanted to pick or something. I don't know, something like that. And then there was even a part where like his ex, the story time she done on TikTok, it came up on his phone. He said, not interested, swiped, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, that was pretty much it.
Fairs.
But yeah, it was on Molly's TikTok. It was on his TikTok.
But these men, they're from the UK, a lie. Are they from the UK?
Yeah.
Both of them. Fairs. Because even when I saw Kai Sinat reach out to this guy, I was like, raw.
No, he reached out to both of them, to be fair.
Fairs.
He reached out to the girl as well, but apparently she was talking about, to come on his thing that she needs to be compensated.
Yeah, well, she's silly, isn't she?
No, she is, because my man, you know, Kai dropped my man 20 bags.
What?
20 bags. And I actually don't know if this is true, but Omalay dropped him 10 bags as well. So apparently my man got 30 bags from this L.
It's not really an L, is it?
Bro, man, I think he got like, let me check how many followers he got on Instagram as well now.
I'm happy for him, because this whole thing was really looking bad. It was really looking bad for him, and look how he's turned it around, and this girl's getting nothing. I'm happy still, I can't even lie.
No, yeah, she's taking an L still, because even the story time she posted,
I saw a snippet of it, I was just like,
she weren't really saying much, I won't even lie. I watched one of them, I didn't watch the other one. I was like, yo, like, I don't really care about this anymore. But people are saying like, oh, people that are like actors that are coming up, they feel bad for them because like internet sensations get opportunities that the people that are actually in the field don't get.
Mm.
So like the ISO guy got a Morley sponsorship doing acting like that because he's an internet sensation. Whereas people that are actually in the field don't get a Morley sponsorship like that. So I'm like, I hear it.
Yeah, I hear it, but like, who would get a Morley sponsorship? Would it not be like other TikTokers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So it's like, you go viral, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
I say go viral.
It's like go viral. It's not as if it's like people who are like, I don't want to say working hard, because TikTokers do work hard, but at the same time, the goal of what you're doing, you know that you need viewers, and you know you need to go viral. So if this guy blows up being an internet sensation, then what are you supposed to do?
I was meant to check his thing, but Tina messaged.
I hear it, but I also don't hear it at the same time, man.
Man got 88,000 followers.
Yeah, see, and well, how many did that girl get?
I don't actually know her name.
It's like Jess Annie.
Jess Annie
has... No, I'm happy for him still. Happy for him still.
Sorry. Unless someone's... I think someone's made a fake one for her. Oh, yeah, they have. But she's got 9K. So I think she's got followers as well, but, you know...
Of course.
I think they're still dealing with her. Comments are still off. I think it's deep, though, that she's getting all these death threats. It's not that...
Death threats?
Yeah, apparently she's getting death threats.
For what?
Bro.
No, people are doing too much.
It's actually not that deep. Like, yeah, she went on the stage, but...
I mean, if people are laughing at her, then I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Death threats is a bit too much. You're going to send a girl death threats for getting on stage with her favourite artist.
Bruh, let me tell this guy to say something for the pod. For the pod, though. Oh. But yeah, and then even do you see the Marcel guy and his wife?
I saw something happen, but I wasn't interested to like fully get into that. So what even happened?
No, I didn't.
It was something to do with his wife.
I didn't get into it either, but I just know that. Okay, so basically, his wife was texting someone from America, and that person's baby mum exposed the messages.
Okay, wait, his wife was texting someone else from America, and the baby mum was that guy.
Slim Jim or Jimmy Slim something, I don't actually know.
Fez. And the baby mum with that guy
exposed the messages.
Oh, right.
But yeah, apparently my man is just distraught. I don't even know why I'm laughing.
sad times, man. Sad times. I can't even lie to you.
No, I felt bad for him because, like, yo, like, apparently, though, like, he apparently cheated before, innit? So people were saying that it's karma, innit? But the way those messages were looking is like, there's no getting out of this, innit? That apparently my man left the family home and whatever.
Steve. Marcel?
Yeah, Marcel.
Damn. So yeah. I'm saying, man, you can't be having kids with just anybody, man.
Yeah, but like, they were I think they were dating for like 2 years or something.
They've been dating
for
a set.
They're married.
Yeah.
They've been married for 2 years.
Oh, married is crazy, I can't lie.
No, marriage is crazy.
Yeah, married. I thought they were
cheating. Dating. Marriage is crazy. Yeah,
that's crazy still. No. And then, but then again, if he cheated and he took her back, or she took him back.
I don't think he cheated on her. I think you know the Gabby one?
Yeah.
Not the Gabby one, sorry, but Gabby.
Yeah.
I think that's
who he cheated on. Oh, that's who he cheated on.
Yeah, I think that's who he cheated on.
That's silly from him. That's silly from him.
What? To cheat on Gabby?
Yeah. No. To marry the girl that you cheated with.
Oh, I don't know if... I don't know the relationship.
I thought that's what you were trying to say.
No, I don't know the relationship. I don't know.
I thought you said he cheated on Gabby with this girl that he's now currently with.
Oh, fair enough. I just know apparently he cheated on
Gabby. Yeah, he definitely did. I heard that. I know
he cheated on Gabby, but I don't know if he cheated on Gabby with this.
Oh, so they're saying it's karma for cheating on... It's Gabby, karma. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Fair enough.
But even then, bro, I was laughing at...
Nah, he don't deserve that still. No one deserves
it. No one deserves it, but like... Especially not in marriage or anything. But yeah, what did you do this week?
Bro, just working. I can't even lie, man. I'm actually just working. Like, I just wanted to get warmer, bro. I just want summer to be here.
No, now that you mentioned that food job, I actually might actually go, you know.
Bro, NHS, they always text me everything. Like, I'm just like, it looks so big, man. The way they keep saying it.
No text. What the heck?
They keep saying it, man.
You get texts from NHS still?
Yeah.
The only time I used to get them was around COVID period. Now I don't get them at all.
No, they always text me and they'll be like, you've got... And they'll always do a thing where they'll be like, this is your deadline to do this. And I'll miss the deadline. Then I'll say, this is now your deadline. That, okay. Now it's looking what? Hella bookies.
Yo,
okay.
I don't think that's NHS texting. No, because I don't get those at all.
If I could find it, it's
I don't get none of those texts, bro. I don't even get emails from NHS.
Fez. But if you haven't been to them, because obviously I've got asthma and stuff like that. So I'm still registered them and everything.
No, yeah, I don't get no messages from them. Wow.
What about you? What have you been up to?
This week I took off Thursday.
Yeah.
Just to use it. I had the day that I had to use. So I took off Thursday, did the eye test. I watched The Vow.
The Vow.
Yeah, it's on Netflix though. I saw it on TikTok, I just let me just watch it.
The Vow. How do you spell what the hell?
The Vow. Like your no wedding vows. Vow. The
Vow. Oh, yeah. The Vow. The Vow. Oh.
Yeah, still. It's got
who? There we go.
Jason Tate. No.
Jason Tatum. This guy's name impossible.
Channing. It's definitely Tatum or something like that.
Channing Tatum. Oh, is it an old film?
I believe so. I don't think it's new.
Oh, The Vow. Oh. Yeah. I thought you said The Vow. Like,
No, I watched that still.
Oh, I've watched that film.
No, yeah, it was cold. In fact, let me not say it was cold.
Why? Because it's a romance film.
Nah, like, I watched it because I wanted to see, like, if she got her memory back, but she didn't.
Yeah, she didn't.
And it's based on a real thing.
Yeah. That's actually crazy when you think about it.
But they actually got back together, though.
Which did they? Good. Yeah. In real life?
Yeah, real life. Oh, and in right. The film.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. Bro, they didn't. Did they not go their separate ways?
Yeah, but they got back together.
No, they...
But, like, months later.
Oh, what? Is it that cliffhanger thing where they just meet up again sometime? And I don't know. I can't remember the end of this movie.
End of the movie, like basically, she moved out. Spoiler for anyone that hasn't watched it. But, basically, she moved back to, like, where her family live.
Yeah.
Like, they got a divorce. And then, like... As she was moving on with her life, she repeated what she did before the crash, innit? So, like, she left law school, she moved out to the city, and then, like, she started doing painting again, and then she ended up going to Buck's My Man.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they got back together, innit? But, like, it didn't show them getting back together. It just said that.
Oh, it said at the end.
Yeah, like, they're going to date again or whatever.
Oh, fair enough.
But then they didn't. Did the real life thing of like what actually happened? And yeah. They got married and then they had two kids, innit?
Oh,
but she never regained her memory.
That's not that deep.
That's very, bro. Like what?
They go back together.
They were literally married.
They go back together.
She doesn't remember being married with me.
But they got remarried. Dude, wait.
They got remarried, exactly. But like that's crazy still. Like,
that's actually
like,
kind of crazy.
We were actually married before. Like, we actually have memories before.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah. Let me tell that back. That is actually crazy. That's true.
I don't... Me, personally, I don't think I would have lasted as long as my man did, innit? Trying to get her memory back. Which is deep. Yeah. Which is actually very deep for me to actually say on this podcast.
Because, I mean, you don't love to go, innit?
No, because, like, the way, like, she was actually... did, like, she was actually shifting my man.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She was actually shifting my man. She cheated on my man, like...
Yeah.
Nah, still. Like, she was even eyeing other men, like, in front of him, bro. Like, nah, still. Nah, I wouldn't have lasted that long. I was trying to be as understanding as possible in it, but nah, it didn't make sense though. I'm actually like, man's losing money here.
Yeah, no, this is where you go wrong. So you're talking about the money you're losing.
Bro, man's in business here. He can't do his business because he's going to see family that she doesn't even like him. She don't even like them, but she's going to see them. Like, it didn't make sense, bro. Like, it didn't make sense. Like, what he was doing, he ended up, like, forcing it. He was just forcing it. Because she didn't want him at that point, Sha. But the way it worked out, it was good still. The fact that this is a real-life scenario and they actually ended up being back together was cold. I won't even lie. But I was actually meant to watch two films that day. I was meant to watch What Happened to Monday.
That's a good film.
I feel like you actually told me about this film. It came out time ago.
Yeah.
Years ago, yeah. I feel like we even tried to start at your crib. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, we might have tried to watch
it. I feel like we actually tried to watch it, but like, I just never watched it.
Yeah, I've watched it twice now. Like, since I've watched it twice.
I'm gonna watch it probably not tomorrow. I'm gonna go watch the Bob Marley film tomorrow.
Fair.
Apparently it's trash, but...
Why are you going to watch it? Go watch Dune.
Apparently I haven't even watched the first one.
The first one's on Netflix, bro.
Apparently part two is sick, apparently. Have you watched it?
No, but... Best believe I'll watch it before this weekend's over. But literally, me and Tino always talk about it here, fam. Go watch. Dude. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Everyone that's saying they're sick, yeah, I'm saying they went to go watch the first one on Netflix. They didn't watch the first one that came out. But yeah, people are saying it's sick. Like,
yo, I think one guy that we know, he posted about it just now.
Yeah, I think yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, see?
What is Dune? I don't even know.
It's like, it's so weird when you watch it. Like, the best way to describe it.
Man said I'm seeing sci-fi.
Yeah, it's sci-fi. What do you think it was? We said it. When we were talking about it before, we said it's like the new Star Wars.
Oh, then I know.
No. But it's actually good. It's actually sick, bro. Well, the first one, people said it was boring, but they don't know what they're talking about. It's like... How do I describe it? It's like there's this guy who comes from like a royal background and he's then like the chosen one who can like see into the future and see like the right path for the universe to take and everything like that. And then there's war between different houses and stuff like that. But when you watch it, it's very weird. It gives me like, Jesus, like Jesus Christ type vibes, like bro, it's like Messiah, or very Messiah, da 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 da, bro. It's a lot of that still. It's a lot of that.
Yes, I think I watched Bob Marley. I doubt. Cause do I need to watch part one?
Yeah.
Yeah, then hell no.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't even watch Netflix, bro.
You just said you were planning to watch three movies. You planned to watch three movies, you only watch one. You're talking about it. That should have been one of the movies in your three.
I didn't know there was a Dune 1. I didn't know there was a Dune part 2 until I saw this, and then you mentioned it, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just mentioned it now. Nah. I didn't want to know sci-fi.
There we go. There we go. So what would you say your genres of film are? You like romance?
I like black rom-com.
Yeah, yeah.
I like black comedies.
You like black films, black directors, black...
I don't really like Tyler Perry films no more, though. I mean, they're trash.
I never really liked them. I thought they were actually weird.
Apparently just some
What, is there a new film or something?
Yeah, with... I'm bugging out. Medulla. Let us know what I'm trying to say in the comments. I'm going to get it now anyways, but...
No, Tyler Perry films have always been
weird.
And
it's got who in it, bruv? It's got the person in Destiny's Child. No.
Oh, the Kelly Rowland thing.
Kelly Rowland, yeah.
Yeah, people are saying that film is ass.
Yeah, they actually said it was bad. No, like, bad. And I haven't seen one good review, so I'm not watching it. Oh, what's it called, bruv? Latest film. Mea Culpa.
Whatever that is. I've always thought this guy makes weird things, man. Just some weird, weird movies. There was one, let me even find that. That one that came out on Netflix a while ago when we were back in uni.
Uni?
Yeah, it was like this old... This tall-ass bald guy and, like, this kind of, like, middle-aged woman. Is it A Fall from Grace? Yeah, A Fall from Grace.
I've watched it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
A Fall from Grace.
Yeah, it had, like this chick.
Oh, that was a sick film.
No, it wasn't. That film was so weird. That was a sick film. I was like, wait, this woman looks like 60 and this guy, like, I don't get what the relationship is here.
Wait, I might be chatting. I've watched it. And she got arrested or something.
Yeah. And it was actually, like, trending on... I don't know what else.
This is based on a real film, though.
Is it? It is A Fall from Grace. It's a total work of fiction. That's what it says.
Why did I think it was a real film? Oh, no, I can't remember it, though. Which is crazy. She ended up killing someone, didn't it?
Yeah, she killed the guy.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, this was a quality film. This was a quality film. I just don't like his films. I just feel like it's just, I don't know, not washed, but... I don't know. I don't really mess with them no more. But yeah, in terms of films, I don't watch films. The last film I watched, I was like, yo, this was 10 out of 10, was the one about crypto.
Oh, that film. Even though I haven't watched it.
I wish you knew what's it called, though. I actually can't remember what it's called.
I know, let me
find it. It's just about a guy that's just like, I think I've said it before on here as well.
It was about a real thing, innit?
Yeah.
It was about that GameStop thing.
Yeah, GameStop. Yeah.
What is that movie called?
Yeah. No, that film was Cold Still. That's like the last film I watched. I was like, yo, that was actually quality still. But it wasn't like...
Dumb money,
yeah. But it wasn't anything like that challenged my brain.
That's what you don't like?
I don't like the ones that they're doing too much. Like Tenet, you're doing too much.
That movie does too much, yes, but it's still sick.
Is that the one that goes back to front to back or whatever? Which one's the one that... it's reverse.
Yeah, that one was reverse. Where like...
Is that Tenet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. I would not watch that
again. No, I've actually clocked it. Some people, and it's not even a bad thing, some people just like, when they're watching movies, they don't like to... They don't want to think too much. And
yeah, you're overcomplicating it. I just want ones where it's like, rah, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. The...
But like, most films are predictable to me.
Yeah.
But like, let it not be predictable and it's actually a good storyline. You got me still.
Go watch Dean, man. You go watch it, man.
No, you said it's about Messiah and all that, bro.
No, like... go watch it, man. If T9 was here, he'd be vouching.
He actually sent a voice note.
He would be vouching.
Oh, I pray this guy doesn't make me bleep anything. This is for you lot.
Hey, what's happening, people? Or should I say, konnichiwa. I'm calling my head in Tokyo, no word.
This guy's fried.
Currently 5 a.m. 9 hours ahead. I don't even know what time that is there. That's what, like 7 p.m. Yeah, I've just had some Benzo in the studio today because I'm not around. I went away for a week to Tokyo, if you can guess it or not. Yeah, so I'll be back the week after this one. So I'll be tuning in to Monday's episode at the same time. You lot will win it. So yeah, man. So you lot then. Let's see how these lot do in it.
I was going to say something weird.
This guy is so moist.
I thought he was going to say something in Japanese.
He did.
What did he say?
Hey, what's happening, people? Or should I say, konnichiwa?
Oh. He actually went, man. He actually went. He actually so went. Oh, that's funny still.
I would love to go to Japan still.
I wouldn't move there or anything. I don't think I'd even go there for more than 3 days. I'll be so honest. I don't like leaving. I've come to terms with it. I don't like when I'm on holidays, I'm ready to go after a couple of days. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, still, I'm not gonna lie. Like there's just
no, I hear it still.
It's like you're in a hotel, you're not at home, it's like yeah, you're enjoying weather or whatever, but nah, I'm done after a few days. So I don't know how I'm gonna do my next holiday, but you know. This year's my year of travelling, isn't it? So
yeah, you got to travel while you're young, man. I've actually realised that.
Yeah, bruv. Because the older I get, the more bills will come, innit? So, nah, I'm good still. I'll travel now. I'm still looking for my first place to travel this year. So we recommend Edin Gomez.
Why are you laughing?
Recommend the comments, innit? Where I should go, innit? Yeah, Tokyo's not on my list. I'll be so honest. I don't know why. It's just not on my list.
Nah, you gotta go see Japan at one point. Japan looks beautiful.
I said Tokyo, and I didn't know it was Japan.
I thought
it was two different places. I'm not gonna lie. Because when he said he's going, and he dropped the Japan flag, I was going to correct him and be like, yo, you're going to Tokyo, bro. What the hell are you talking about Japan?
Like, yeah, that would have been very embarrassing.
That would have been very bad. Very and I ended up saying it to someone. I ended up correcting someone saying he's going to Tokyo, and they're like, you do realize Tokyo's in Japan. I was like,
yeah. Right. Yeah, that's crazy still.
Right. But yeah, Tokyo, maybe when I'm older, maybe when I'm more mature to go to Tokyo, maybe I'll go.
But while you're young, all the holidays is what, hot weather?
Nah. As much as I don't like the cold, I don't like the cold at all. But I want to go on a ski trip. I think next year for my birthday, I'll have to go skiing.
Skiing does seem lit still. I've been.
Yeah, I've been as well. Yeah. I think Tina's even been as well, to be fair. Yeah, so we've all been. Right. But I feel like maybe skiing, snowboarding, that whole thing. Maybe I'll go somewhere like that. Switzerland's too expensive, apparently. But yeah, I'll go somewhere cold, ski for my birthday next year.
So what, you never go anywhere that it's cold, but you don't have to do an activity? You're not doing an activity?
Like where?
Like Iceland. Is Iceland cold?
But they got something there. Like they got like that, not Lake District, was it? This North Pole, not North Pole. This...
I know they've got lots of like geographical stuff there.
What's the thing called, bro?
Said the North Pole.
Northern Lights or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it that?
I think so. Is that in Iceland?
What's in Iceland?
Northern Lights. Where's the Northern Lights?
It's some water thing, no? Yeah, Northern Lights. Blue Lagoon as well. Yeah, there's... Like, I have to go somewhere where there's activities for me to do.
First.
Unless it's, like, a quick trip where I can go, like, I don't know. Like, if I'm going to Barcelona, I can go and watch Barcelona play.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or on TikTok, there has to be something on TikTok that says, yo, go here for this particular thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, actually, I would definitely go. But that's not going to be for, like, a week. That would be, like... 2-3 days, like, I'll even say like 2 days, bro. If that ain't there for me, I would know those couple things, innit?
No, I do hear it still.
Yeah, I'm not, but I'm in and out. I would like to just maybe put on my highlights and that's it.
Yeah.
On my private Instagram, though, on my main. I mean, I don't really actually post on Instagram, on my main, on my story like that or anything.
So, would you feel like you're traveling just to put on Instagram? Or are you traveling to.
No, I'm going for me.
Fairs.
Because I don't post anything. Like, you lot won't know if I've travelled.
Fairs.
Unless I say it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Unless I've said it, like, you won't know I've travelled because I won't post it anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been, where have I been to? I think last year I went to where? Was it last year or 2 years?
They went where?
Nah, I don't think I've said it on the Instagram. I went Malta 1 year. I don't think I've been for that. Let's just move on in there.
No, but actually,
I don't know what I've said on here. I think I've said I went my own car. Unless he said it. I think he said it. Either way, like,
it's out there now.
It's out there now, isn't it? Like, I'm definitely went my own car.
So do you feel like people travel just like in this day and age, people travel just to show that they're traveling? And do you feel like if they didn't have their phones, they wouldn't even bother traveling in the first place? Or
I think people travel because they want to travel, but it's also like a flex.
Yeah.
But people don't care. I think that's what I don't care if you've traveled somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't care if you've now gone to another country. So it's like, go traveling for you. Don't go to now be snapping so that everyone's watching what you're doing. I don't think people care as much. Like people are watching, oh bro, like he's in da 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 da.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, but then again, saying that, I saw a TikTok of a guy saying, yo, like, so basically there's been people moving out of the country, basically.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? People have been moving out, and then a guy was like, oh, we don't care that you travel, like, why are you letting us know? No one cares about your TikTok, blah, blah, blah. I was like, this is, like, the bad vibes people are talking about. I'm not gonna lie. Because, you don't actually have to watch these TikToks. You don't actually have to. As much as, like, yeah, the people that are making them are like, oh yeah, the UK is bad, bad, blah, blah, blah. Like, we get it. We've heard it. We've actually heard it. Like, yeah. Everyone knows, okay, the UK is bad, bad. But it's like, us too, we don't need to watch. If you don't want to watch, you don't need to watch.
It's true. It is true.
So when he said that, I was like, yo, like, you're kind of doing a bit much. You know what I mean? But, you know, each their own, innit? Man, those is clogging up.
Yeah, flu jab for you, bro.
Yo, I'm clogged up, bro. But yeah, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm traveling for people, because I could go on a holiday, and the reason why I take my phone is so that I have the pictures on my phone.
Fairs.
Yeah, like, I have the picture, or I have snaps of it for myself. Like, I wouldn't post it at all. I don't need to post it. I don't need people knowing that I'm here. Do you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, it's just for me, I'll be honest. I think it's just memories. Be like, yeah, I've been there. Right now, I can't really say I've been to many places because I haven't travelled that much. But this year, hopefully I can go to at least 3-4 places.
First.
Because these Europe trips are quick.
Yeah, like, they're quick. And they're not that expensive.
They're not. Oh yeah, I went Paris last year. I was thinking, where did I travel to last year?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Paris was last year. That was only one. This year, hopefully I can go. I want to go to Amsterdam because I ain't been.
Yeah.
And like people have all, it's like everyone's been to Amsterdam. It's like, why have I not been?
Yeah.
Let me go to Amsterdam. I want to go somewhere to watch like a football game.
I think Spain is just the best place for that. Like, where else would you go to watch football? A good game.
It has to be a good game though. It has to be a good game.
You're not going, like, thinking of like all the top teams. You're not going to Germany to watch no game. Unless
I'm not like, glad. I feel like I should actually go to Germany.
To watch what game?
Like a Bayern game. Like a Bayern BVB. Apparently, like, that would be cold, innit?
That would be cold, but that would be the only game you go there to see.
No, like, I'll go to Leverkusen as well.
Yeah, now.
That's undefeated.
Yeah, now you would.
That actually.
Yeah.
But let me check. Let me.
They are undefeated.
They're still undefeated right now. They're moving breezy.
Yeah.
But let me check fixtures. See, Leverkusen, Dortmund.
Yeah, okay, that's a good game.
That's on the 21st of April.
That's a good game.
Wait, what? Yeah, Leverkusen, I said.
I think they're unbeaten in like 55 games, something like that. Is it 55? It's a mad number.
Okay, they've played 23 in the league right now. 19 games won, 4 draws. That is crazy. That is brazy. But yeah, I'll go for that sort of game. Now that I've even looked at it, let's see when the tickets come up for that. Because that is brazy. That's a cold place as well, no? As in Germany's cold, no?
Yeah, but it's not like cold. Like in April, I doubt it would be cold.
I thought Germany was cold all
the time. No. Wait. Most places in Europe aren't like that.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it wouldn't matter what ends I say that. Whatever ends I say as the team I now support from that country.
I'd support Bayer Leverkusen instead of Dortmund. Purely because I don't like Sandro right now, but still.
Apparently still not doing well.
I said it, he's just not gonna do it. It's just
I feel bad though.
Nah.
I feel bad.
Nah.
I actually messed
with Sancho. I screenshotted something.
I messed with Sancho still. I don't know
what. I messed with him as well, bro. But after what he did, nah, man, I'm sorry. I screenshotted something the other day because something happened.
What about stats or something?
Yeah, but like the same thing that happened to Sancho. Look, this was Pep on, you know that Mateus Nunes guy that they just signed, yeah. That midfielder.
He ain't played at all.
He's played, but he hasn't played well enough. And then Pep said he has to improve his first touch, not precise enough. That's why he's not playing him. Then Poch said on Maduke, he needs to raise his level. We need top level in training to play on a regular basis. Ten Hag on Sancho. On his performance in training, we didn't select him. Why is Sancho the only one that came out publicly and said rubbish?
But I feel like it was deeper than what he said. Ten Hag said something deeper and that's why he responded.
No, he just said, bro, like, he isn't performing in training. That's why we didn't pick him. And then Jadon Sancho made it deeper than it was. Started saying, oh, he's making me a scapegoat for whatever. Like, I don't know what he was actually talking about
I thought it was deeper and that's why he responded.
Nah. What I actually think happened is that Sancho was just like, he wasn't getting played. He wasn't performing well when he played. And then the manager's now saying, okay, yeah, he's not training well. That's why we're not picking him. He just had enough of it and he felt like his name was getting rubbed out. So he just lashed out. But the thing is, if you do that, you have to go ball in
Germany,
Germany, innit? But if he's not balling, he wasn't balling here. Okay, yeah, you can still ball in Germany. But I said it when he came this season, this guy, like, he bulked up. He's not the same quick, swift Sancho. He can't do any of that. He's not that player anymore. He's actually not that player anymore. He could get to that, but he's, I don't know about Germany. But the thing is, we're going to lose money on him anyway when we sell him. So
you think you'll sell him to them though? If you don't perform, he's going to come back.
Yeah, but we'll sell him to someone. He's not staying here. He's not staying. Unless he apologises, he's not staying. And he's not going to apologise.
Nah, that is there still, bro. Because of the performances, bro. But yeah, I'm actually going to look into that Germany game still. I'm actually going to look into that. Because the tickets are like a quick £50 or something.
Yeah.
Because I don't really care where I sit.
Yeah, and for the game?
Oof. Because if you're a Leverkusen fan, if it's not in Leverkusen, then that means you have to be a Borussia Dortmund fan.
Yeah.
Because the tickets will be, what am I seeing? €370. Sit down. I will not be buying that. Tickets for the Bundesliga game. Where is it? Signal Iduna Park.
I don't know where that is.
I think that's BVB.
Is it? What's the Dortmund Stadium?
I think it's BVB. Yeah, it's in Dortmund. It's the Dortmund one. 81,000 fans.
That's a lot, isn't it?
What's like, what's the United one? Like 50? Or even less?
That's actually a good question. Old Trafford capacity, 74,000, yes.
74?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, Chelsea's just bad then.
Then again, most teams don't have a...
They don't have that.
Yeah.
I feel like West Ham is like 50. I thought it was 50,000, but it's definitely more now, I guess.
Yeah, because they got the...
London Stadium.
Yeah, they got the Olympics one. Oh, no, it's not. It's only 62,000. What the hell?
United have more.
Yeah.
Bruh.
But I know Spurs have the crazy one, don't they?
Spurs.
Because they got that new stadium.
Yeah, there's a new stadium. It's actually crazy inside as well, to be fair.
Yeah, it looks sick.
The outside, it looks cold.
Yeah, bro. It's like their whole... Their stadium, their training facilities, everything about them is cold, except for
their team.
Yeah, their team, innit? What's their capacity? Oh, damn, their capacity is only 62,000.
Are you sure United's is 74?
That's what they said, bro. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Old Trafford capacity is just over 75,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, largest club football stadium in the United Kingdom. Damn, that's why we have the largest.
That is crazy. Etihad had 53 and 461.
Yeah, we're only second to Wembley.
Wembley, 90,000. Flipping heck. Flipping heck. I've been to Wembley. No, for what? I haven't.
For what?
To Wembley.
For what?
I went to FA Cup. I went to an FA Cup game. Chelsea.
If it wasn't the final, it wasn't the Wembley.
But it wasn't Stamford Bridge and it wasn't Villa, obviously.
It might have been Wembley then, actually. It might have been.
But why was it Wembley?
That is a good question. Why was it at Wembley?
Why was it at Wembley? It was like, you don't play quarters at Wembley.
I was under the impression you only played the final at Wembley.
No, I actually can't remember why I was at Wembley still. I have no clue. But yeah, what else did I do this week? I actually watched Chelsea. They were whatever. I don't care about
that. Do you guys think you'll be in Liverpool?
Huh?
Actually, you're not playing Liverpool. Sorry, you just lost to Liverpool.
Okay.
No, sorry. Yes. Wait, who you guys got next in? Or you guys have got no, Leicester City in the FA Cup.
Oh, you're talking about FA Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if we'll be done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You won't. Yeah, you won't. You won't. You struggled against Leeds.
Yeah.
You're not beating them still. What do you think the problem is at Chelsea? From your point of view, because you don't talk about it, you just run away from group chats.
I don't run away from group chats.
You just run away from group chat, bro. You don't really say anything. You don't say anything about Chelsea. It's like when they're losing, it's just
It's a rebuild phrase, isn't it?
Okay.
I think our club is quality. It's just like we lack the killer instincts.
I think you guys lack the structure.
I don't think we do.
And it's not the club. It's on the field. You guys lack this. Every time I look at your lineup, it's always different people.
Nah, that's not fair. It's based on injuries as well, to be fair. But our midfield has always remained the same as Enzo, Caicedo, Gallagher.
Yeah, sometimes Gallagher's there. Sometimes Sterling was playing Cam last game. I don't know what was going on.
It's FA Cup game, isn't it?
Fair. Sometimes Palmer's playing Cam. Sterling will be up front. Jackson's just recently got back into the team.
He came back from AFCON.
Was he at AFCON?
That's my mom calling me.
Who does Jackson play for?
Senegal. He didn't play though.
Oh, first.
Can I call you later? I'm at the podcast, mother.
Wait, Jackson is Senegalese and he didn't play. Played striker for them? That doesn't just speak volumes.
Brazy. I don't even like it. I can't lie, it was crazy. But yeah, I just think it's like a... It's not. I don't think it's a manager thing either. To be fair, I'm not gonna lie. I don't blame the manager because he actually puts out the lineup. We played against Liverpool. We should have won the game. Gallagher should have killed it off. There's multiple chances. We should have killed off the game.
Gallagher should have killed off the game.
We should have killed off the game, but we didn't. And you can't blame that on Poch. He put out a lineup. The lineup. We started off shaky. We got into the game. We should have killed it off, but we didn't. So that's what I'm saying. It's inexperience. I feel like we lack experience. I thought some players needed to step up in that game, Enzo.
Yeah.
I personally don't see why a lot of people like to scapegoat Caicedo because he actually did play well once he settled in. I don't see why people can't scapegoat him.
I think he's a price tag. I'm sorry. He's just not worth it.
Yeah, the price tag is a lot, but I think...
He's a decent player, but he's just not a 100-mil player. Neither's Enzo, if that's how much you paid for him.
I think so. Yeah, we did.
And then neither's Mudryk. That's that guy. He's actually not. He's not good. He's not good.
He's got a good goal in FA Cup.
Yeah, he's just not good though. He's actually just not good.
I'm actually the only one on this camera. Like, how are you gonna do the clips? Like, it's just gonna be me.
Yeah, just you talking. So,
I was even gonna say you're like a loud jump in the camera this week. When she said, "What is it gonna be easier?" I said,
You're hoping.
Like, yeah, bro. I was just saying, yeah.
Nah. No, one day, man. I'm telling you.
Huh?
I said one day.
Nah, bro.
One day, man.
Unless when we get signed, is where you're going, camera.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Joey, I'm joking. I will come on camera soon. I'll be real.
Well, do you want the attention now?
Do I want the attention now?
Like when you step outside? Like,
oh, 100%. Oh, when you guys say stuff like that happens to you, I'm like, bro, I'm so glad that doesn't happen to me.
No, like when we say it happens, it's like we're shocked as well. Do you get it?
Yeah.
because obviously at the most recent time was when I went Selfridges.
Like, bun that, bro.
But like, it weren't anything mad. Like, it was just like,
still.
But it's like, okay, to me, yeah, when I saw my man, he was looking at me and like,
like, would that not make you so paro?
Like, I was paro because, like, even me, like, even when I'm outside as a usual thing, I'm a kind of, I'm kind of paro. So, like, when I saw him looking at me and I'm looking at him, like, I was like, oh, yo, bro. Like, then he said it where it was. So I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's why. I was like, in my head, I'm like,
why are you staring at me, bro?
What's going on? Like, I've said, yo, like you do the nod, innit? Because, like, you get me, two black men look at each other, like, okay, let's nod, innit? Do you know what I mean? But that's the only thing. Other than that, like, when people do it, it's like, it's more than that one was a bit like, okay, are you going to say something or what's going on? I didn't know. But other times, like, oh, yeah, bro, like, oh, watch the pod, mess with what you're saying or whatever. Someone even said, oh, yeah, like, when I went to the Motive, when we went to November, someone said, oh, yeah, like, keep spitting the realness, innit? I was like, yeah.
Maybe they were just talking about the pod. I don't think they were talking about you in general.
No. He said to me. He said, bro, like, you took the realness, bro. He said, the guy behind the camera, though.
He didn't say that.
He said, the reason why he does that is because off camera, you know. Tell him come on the camera.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't do it. Like, imagine if you're with someone, if you're with a girl or something like that, just people are just watching you, and it's just like, oh, this guys, you know, this is her. Imagine someone actually records you and said, this is her girl, this da 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 da, this, like, bro.
No, I'm not gonna lie, that would send me to, like, no joke, that would send me to not going out. Like, genuinely. Cause, like, I'm aware of my surroundings.
Yeah.
The fact that someone was able to sneak a video of me, nah. I am not.
It's gonna get to that level.
Amen. But like,
why are you saying amen when you're saying you don't want
to? No, I'm saying amen, bro. Like,
yeah,
bro,
I know what you mean. Yeah,
amen,
yeah.
Is like, we get to that level, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, but like, it will get to the stage where it's like, if that was to ever happen, it's like, I wouldn't want to be going out as often or as freely as I go out.
Yeah.
Because like, right now I can just go to Selfridges or go to West End. You know what I mean? Is it West End?
Yeah.
You know, we call it Uptown, but people don't call it Uptown.
It's just Central, isn't it?
But it's actually Central.
Where did you go? What Selfridges did you go to?
What Selfridges?
Yeah.
There's more than one.
I'm assuming.
No, there's not.
Okay, so if there's just one, then that's just Central, aren't
there? Yeah, Central.
There's not one Selfridges in the freaking London, bro.
Yes, there is, bro. How many Selfridges do you think there is?
There's not one Selfridges in London. Are you crazy? Oh, there is, you know.
What the hell?
Wait.
Oxford Street.
Yeah. Say Mums is only one. Oh, swear. To be honest, it is quite big.
Wait, what?
Selfridges.
Number of locations for Oxford Street, London, Trafford Centre.
Stores in London.
Manchester Exchange Square. Why is it saying
that's Manchester?
I don't know. I've never known there to be more than one in London.
So if it just was in London. Oh, there's only one. But yeah, it is very big, so.
No, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah,
it's huge, so, bro. I guess it's like three floors.
I think it's more than that. Just keeps going up. I've only been on it once.
No, I think that was my second time going to Selfridges. I've only been to Selfridges twice.
First.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That was on Saturday. Yeah, I went to Selfridges on Saturday. I went to the new MDV store. I'm not a fan of it.
Where's?
Yeah, because there's like, there's nothing really there for us.
MDV does have nice pieces. Like,
it has nice pieces, but I feel like it's better online. Because in store,
it didn't look nice.
Nah, it's a breezy store. It looks cold, but yeah. It weren't, like, it didn't have pieces for me there. Mm. Like, to be fair, I have the jeans that they're already on sale. I bought the jeans time ago. I wore them to Paris. But other than that, like, I think there was one t-shirt, maybe one tracksuit.
Yeah.
And that was like, and maybe like a few other pieces, but like, they're more statement pieces. Do you get? Like, I think they were leather stuff. Like, I don't know. It weren't really my vibe, which is a bit upsetting because MDV is cold.
Yeah,
like,
MDV is cold. Unless it's
MDV still. But yeah, other than that, what else? Then November, that was cool.
Like, even that, bro, like, you're out of motive and people are coming up to you and saying, oh, this is what you're doing on a pod. Imagine if you're just, again, like just talking to a girl and someone records you.
Yeah.
It's like, look at us from Voice Saying Podcast chatting to like, bro, none of that. I'm so sorry.
Nah, I hear it. It can definitely get into a situation. But then again, like even not being on a podcast and you're talking to a girl.
Yeah.
Someone could record you and just, like, let's say you're talking to a friend.
Yeah.
The girl that you're talking to, their friend could see you talking to a girl and record you and be like, oh yeah, like, oh, who's that? Who's he talking to? I'm sending it to your girl. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it can happen both without, like, do you get me?
But that's like a normal situation. Like, you know how to navigate that. Like, if you're talking to someone and you see that girl's friends in the motive and everywhere, you know, like, if I'm going to talk to this girl,
yeah,
don't be in the like, eyesight of this girl, this girl. But like, if you're known for being on YouTube or social media, it's like, you never know who knows you.
Yeah.
Or, do you know what I'm saying? But
I don't know. Because it's been time now.
Yeah. I think so you guys,
like,
are going used to
it. I'm not used to it. Like it's not as if I'm famous or anything. Like,
yeah.
I can still definitely go anywhere I want. 100%. But like,
100%.
It's just like, yeah, it could happen. Like, someone may know who you are.
Yeah.
Because, or they may have seen your face. Maybe not know who you are, but seen your face. Because for the most part, some people are like, oh yeah, I feel like I've seen you before. Then I'll say, oh, podcast. And they're like, oh yeah, like TikTok. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? But other than that, like, I'm like, it's not that deep.
Yeah, I hear it. I do hear it.
At least they're not like trying to scrap me or anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they don't try to scrap you for anything.
You said. Feelings or anything, do you know what I mean? Then it'll be like, oof, sticky situation. But yeah. Do you see Philly gifted chunks of Rolex?
Did he?
Yeah, gifting up.
But they're clear though, so.
Yeah, Sprite.
What do you mean?
That's the
name. Oh, the. Oh, fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
Them that still.
Fair. They're clear anyway, so.
They're so clear. To gift someone a Rolex, clear still.
That's the levels you want to get to though.
Yeah, so I
don't even 100%.
Their podcast though, their numbers is crazy. But then again, like, it's them, isn't it? But.
Yeah, and I can't even lie, they're being consistent with it, as from what I can see.
Yeah.
Like, I always see them on my feed on YouTube, so I can see they're actually trying to do their thing.
I think someone should make us a clips page, by the way.
What do you mean? Oh.
Yeah, so like, if you're listening right now, you want to make a clips page for us. Like,
that would be very useful.
I'm garish.
Do you get it? That would actually be so useful.
Heart page sometimes. Yeah. I'm glad, I don't think we posted it on our TikTok in over a week.
Have we not? Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, if someone wants to make us a clips page, be our guest, do you know what I mean?
That would be very useful, man.
Would highly appreciate that. Highly appreciate that still. But yeah, he gifted him a Rolex. I said, wow. Let me get a Rolex gifted. Then Tina was like, oh. Because they were hugging now, Tina was like, oh, and Hustle saying that he wouldn't hug his boys. I said, bro, if you give me a Rolex, then cool, man, will hug you, innit?
So money changes you. Money makes you more.
What am I hugging you for? Like, you lot bought me a gift for, was I meant to hug you?
What,
did you guys want to hug?
So it's the value of our gift that.
No.
It's the value of our gift. It's like what?
A Rolex will touch my.
Because it's expensive.
No, because it's a Rolex.
And it's expensive. We're going to go back to this, the value that you place on everything. The value you place on a Rolex.
No, because man appreciated the gift you lot got me, but like, if you got me a Rolex, like, that's taking me to another.
You made a wish list. We got you stuff.
So now for a Rolex.
If you wanted to, you never know.
No, because like, if you got me a Rolex, that'd be like, rah! Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. Like, I hope I'm not sounding away. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you got me a Rolex, man is gonna, you get me.
Would you get a girl Rolex?
Sheesh. Are you going to clip this?
Maybe, depending on what you say.
God willing, man. God willing, I'll get a Rolex. I mean, I'll work so hard just to get that Rolex.
No.
I'm like, my girl, I don't know. Like, it depends on the level we're at. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A Rolex is crazy. Like, I think my mom even wants one.
Fairs.
She just said, like, oh yeah, I've always wanted a Rolex. Like, why not? Maybe one day get a Rolex. But obviously, thank God they're not the same prices as male ones, isn't it?
Oh, are they not?
No, they're cheaper. They're not like
But they're still expensive.
They'll
still
of course, they're expensive, though, yeah. Of course, but like they're not the same price as male ones, which is obviously good for us.
Yeah.
But my girl, if it's my girl, she has to be my girl of a few years. I wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
It can't just be 1 year or like a couple months. Like, that's brainstorm. And it has to be someone I feel like I can see myself with, like, for life, not a fling or like just girlfriend. That, do you know what I mean? Like, actually has to be a. Yeah,
yeah, I know what you mean. See, when you've got a girl, yeah, or let's say you want to have it, let's say you want to get a girl, and let's say you blow now, you're up, you've got all the money you want, everything like that, but you don't have a girl, and now you get a girl. Would you not kind of think about whether or not she's there for you, or whether she's there for like the type of lifestyle that you provide for her?
It's hard to say, you know. I think it's hard to say because, like, you would like to say, you would like to think you've got a good, you can judge character well, innit?
Yeah.
So, I would say, like, nah, she ain't there with me for the lifestyle because, like, I would just know the type of girl she is, really. I've never gone for girls that are for the lifestyle, innit?
But let's say when you met her now.
Yeah.
You were rolly on.
Yeah.
Dripped out.
Mm-hmm.
Everything like that. That's when you met her. Like, you know you look
but
good.
But, like, you will just know the type of girl she is because, like, if she's cool with going to cinema.
Yeah.
Like, she's cool with, like, she's down to earth, should I say.
I hear it.
Whereas if a girl is not cool with going to Nando's on a quick brunch. No, a quick lunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if she's that sort of babe, then I wouldn't even date her.
Yeah. I mean?
But if she's down to earth, then I would know.
Yeah.
I don't think you would
hope
that.
You'd hope you know.
Nah, I'd hope I know, innit? But yeah, like, nah, I would say I'm a good judge of character. That's what I'd like to say. So yeah, I'll probably know.
Fair enough.
What about you though?
Me, I've always said the same thing. In my head, I'm always like, okay, if I had all the money, like I wanted everything, I was up and rich. And like, let's say I met a girl, I would try my best to show that I'm not rich.
Yeah.
Like, let's say I'm driving this type of car, I would honestly go get like a lesser car just to.
You're lying.
I'm not joking, bro. I'm telling you right now because I'd be so paranoid about that stuff. Because if I met a girl when I was up, and like, yeah, I'd be paranoid thinking that she's just here for the last or innit? Like,
I feel like I just wouldn't care, man.
You wouldn't. Why? Why would you not care?
Because I think it's just part of life, bro. Like, you just, like, we've seen social media, we've seen how it works. Like, it's just life, bro. Like, everyone goes through it, bro. Like, once you're at that stage, there's no, like.
Yeah, I do hear it.
Now, I ain't going to get lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, if I've now started dating, I don't know, like, 1 million followers is them sort of girls or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, like she wants me for me or whatever. Nah, I'll probably just know like, yeah, like maybe this is just for now.
Okay. I'll say
a long term.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just me just judging and that's wrong, innit? But like there's just certain things that I'll be like, I weren't going for this before. Why am I gonna now go for it now and think it's wrong?
Yeah, that does make sense. That does make sense.
Like, there's certain things I'll still do. Like, I'll still move to girls where, like, maybe, like, at an event that I do, innit, or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or an event that I'd usually go to, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, like, that's what I'll just do. I'll just probably still just live the normal life. Because I was even talking to my brother just the other day. I was like, oh, yo, like, when the podcast blows, like, do you think, like, people, like, will change or whatever, like, around me or something? And he was like, bro, like, me personally, I ain't changing. You're still gonna be said my governor, innit?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, of course. Like, why would you change? You're like my bloody brother, innit? Like, how would you change? You're like, yeah, but like, that's how people are sometimes, innit? Like, people, like, for example, they'll just gem it more.
Yeah.
The gem is wrong. Like, not wrong.
I know what you mean, though. German, I do know what you mean.
You get what I mean? Like, nah, for example, they'll just coil phone more.
Yeah.
Like, just do the most that like, I do, like, bro, like, he doesn't care, innit? Like, he won't care if, like...
If that happened to him or...
To me.
Oh, to you.
Because, like, why would I change with him, innit?
Yeah.
So, if I'm not going to change for him, why would he change for me? So,
yeah.
Well, that's just how things are meant to be, innit?
Bro? Yeah, like, your close family wouldn't change, but obviously, like, other people around you. I mean, I'd like to say that your close family wouldn't change.
Yeah.
But it's more likely to be, like, other people around you.
But it's like, with me, obviously, like, there's people that have been around both of us that have, like, obviously blown now. It's like,
yeah.
You don't see me calling their phone now all the time. Like, if the number's there, the number's there. But, like, am I going to now start blowing up their phone and be like, oh, yeah, like, can I come and see you? Like, no.
Yeah.
I just think that's weird. Like, even me, like, I've always said, like, I feel like it's weird for me to even try and message them now. Like, I just wouldn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I see them, then, yeah, I'll show love.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, nah, still. Like, I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't. I don't know. I just feel like they will know it. I will know it. So I do it. As simple as that. So, no, yeah, still. I'll just live my normal life, really. And obviously, just changes here and there. Like, obviously, you said all the money, so, like, obviously, I probably just wouldn't go out as much. So, I'll probably just order, like, nicer food, I guess.
Yeah.
So that they're fine with that, rather than going out. I don't know.
I hear it.
You know, do you know what I mean? I just don't care. I just won't care right now, innit?
Okay, well, a better example is, like, you tried to move this one girl before you were up or anything, let's say podcast blows or up, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're up. Now you've gone to apply pressure. She's hearing it now. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, that's clear that.
Yeah, it's clear what it is now, isn't it?
But you would still take her in?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm there for a reason now.
Oh, fair. That's getting clicked. I'm there,
like,
for a reason now.
But, like, that's just the realness, bro. Like,
yeah, it's true. No, it's
you
true.
Actually didn't take me in before.
Yeah.
I'm the same person now. Obviously, like, yeah, cool, fair enough. Money's better now.
Right? Yeah.
But, like, I will know that. You will know that. Let's not pretend now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, I'm not going to pretend. I'm going to let you know, like, yeah, like,
yeah.
That's what it is now. There's no way I can now take her serious. Like, come on, man. Let's be serious. So, yeah, I'm there for a reason, though. If you want to clip a clip, bro. That's the realness. And they will know themselves, too. Like, they can't change. You can't change my mind now. You know what it is. So, yeah, still. I ain't changing, still.
No, fair enough.
Dude, like, bro, like, it's the realness, bro. Like, it's happened, isn't it? I think it's actually happened as well. Like, even if it's not to do with money, like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You could get a form of clout now.
Yeah, clout.
Or attention, and all of a sudden now everyone wants to give you a. It's like, nah, bro. It's calming. Oh! Am I ruining my slides? They're losing their shape.
Oh, shut up, man. But losing their shape.
Oh, damn. Damn. But yeah, what else did I do this week? This week, Sam, not weekend. When is Chelsea playing Brentford? When is you lot's matches?
Is there
matches this weekend?
Yeah, we've got a Manchester derby.
You're playing City?
Yeah, and I didn't even know that. I searched up today. We're playing them on Sunday.
Sunday still. Yeah, Chelsea are playing tomorrow, 3 PM. No, it's not on TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, still. I had to get my tyre changed again. I feel like someone's actually after my car still. No, generally, it's the same tyre. Same tyre that I changed last time. Yeah. I changed it 4 weeks ago. Same issue again. I had to change
it. Is it like the actual, like, inside of the tyre?
Yeah, like, there was a hole.
Whatever. Oh, fair enough.
So maybe someone slashed my tyre. I don't know. I ain't offended no one. So. Beats me, innit?
Oh, man.
But yeah,
what was that other movie you were supposed to watch? You said, what happened to Monday?
Mm. No, that was watched. The film. That was the film.
Oh.
Yeah, I watched The Bow, and then I was meant to watch What Happened to Monday.
Oh, fair enough.
Then tomorrow I'll watch Bob Marley film.
Fair enough. I heard that movie's trash anyway, so.
Bob Marley?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's just. I heard it was film. Trash as well, so I don't know. I'm just going there. I'm bored. I'm going to continue tomorrow.
First.
In fact, I'm gonna go and view a venue. Actually, I'm getting back into the events.
Nice.
I'm getting back into events. I've got something new coming up. I'm working on that, and then I'm bringing back platinum. Yeah, I'm bringing back platinum. So that's currently what I'm working on. Really,
as in platinum events.
Yeah, platinum events.
Yeah,
because I ain't done a platinum in.
Oh, fair. Oh, yeah.
I ain't done that in a while.
Fair enough.
But it's just about trying to be different now, really.
Yeah.
Because everyone's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And everyone's complaining about the same thing. Like, oh, yeah, all parties are the same, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, just trying to be different right now.
Yeah.
See what we can do. It's just strategizing and moving forward, really. It's a business at the end of the day, Sean. But yeah, that's mainly what I've been doing, really, just planning that over the last few days. And then, yeah, just baking off, really.
Yeah, I hear it still.
Baking off, really. But, yeah.
Would you say, how stressful would you say planning an event is? Or how, like just doing events is? Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
Very stressful, bro. Stressful. I don't even lie. Stressful. It's stressful. It's the same with the live show. It was stressful. For me, it was stressful. I didn't...
You know, live show is stressful.
To a point,
shall I say.
Yeah, but then events crosses that point.
Oh, first.
Because there's just more to it. Whereas with the live show, there wasn't that much to it.
Yeah.
Whereas events, there's just like, you got to get the right DJs. You got to make sure everyone's good knowing their times. And then things could just happen. Like, I will never forget how the venue cancelled last minute. The last year for Take Me Home. Like, that was just brazy. That was actually brazy. But yeah, stressful. And you just want to get it right, really.
Yeah, I hear it.
So like, there's just different things that you have to make sure are correct. And you got to make sure the venue is 10 out of 10. That everyone can get to where they need to get to. Mm. Or there's people at the door. Mm. Or there's someone that can answer the phone or scan the tickets. Or, do you know what I mean? And if like, for example, for music. Like, I know, I think someone told me that about an event that a speaker went out.
Damn.
Like, what happens then?
Do you know what I mean? True.
So there's just different things that you got to make sure are in place for the event, really. And it's just about the marketing as well. That's the hardest part of events, I think. That I still haven't mastered, but
yeah,
I think with time, I'll get it. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know, really. Other than that, I like it, really. So that's why I still do it. And yeah, so it's stressful. Out of 10, I would say probably like a... If you've got a good team behind you, I'll say it's like a 7.
First. Oh, if that's if you have a good
team. If you ain't got a good team. 9 out of 10. It's stressful still. Because there's always something. There's always something that comes up. But yeah. Other than that, it's calm. It's calm still. But yeah. What time is that? You got any plans for the weekend?
Other than watching Dune, the thing is, I'm watching Dune on Sunday, so I'm even gonna miss like part of that United game.
You're missing the United
game, bro. I didn't when I booked the ticket. I should have looked at what match was on that day.
Like, you can't even reschedule a cinema ticket.
No, you can't. You can't even do that. That's still crazy. Other than that, just gym, bro. I'm actually going back into the gym proper seriously now as well. Well, I've tried to.
Mm.
But there's like certain things I just like that I used to do that I just can't be asked to, like deadlifting. I can't be asked. I can't. But I feel like that's actually one of the best exercises you can do for like.
I do not deadlift. I've not deadlifted since I've joined the gym.
Deadlifting, what do you do for lower back? I don't even want to turn this to like a gym conversation, but
what do I do for lower back?
There we go.
Lower back, like, what? Well, like, just widen your back, bro. Like, in fact, lower back, be just lower back, bro.
Just widen your back. I was saying, you know, people just go to gym just to look big. We don't go for any form of, like, actual fitness.
Nah, yeah, like, I actually watched on TikTok here. Someone was talking about VO2 max.
What the hell is that?
Bro, it's about, like, how quick the oxygen gets to different parts of the body or something. Yeah. Or just gets around the body, yeah? And that's what makes you have, like, good stamina, like, for example, in sports or for running, yeah? So I said, let me start doing that. And I haven't started yet. I might start maybe tomorrow or on Sunday. I don't know what day I'm going to go gym. But it's like... it's an exercise. The kettlebell swings.
Yeah.
And then you do one, then one breath through your nose. It's like...
All right.
Then two...
Yeah.
And then obviously...
Okay.
The harder... Like, the more you do, the harder it gets, but you have to do the same amount of breaths as the kettlebells. I think
as the rep.
As the reps, yeah. I think it's like 20 reps, but I think you stop at 10 breaths. Fair. Or 20 breaths. I actually can't remember.
I said, how would you do 20? That's crazy.
But like, one, I think you breathe as well, to be fair. Yeah. You breathe whilst doing the exercise.
Yeah.
And then after the exercise stops, you only have 20 breaths to recover, and then you have to go again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you go up and down. But yeah, like, that's what I'm going to try and do, because that's what actually gives you good fitness, good cardio, should I say.
Why don't you just actually do cardio?
Apparently, like, this is what you should do before cardio. Before, when you start doing cardio, it's like, it's much easier. Because the oxygen, you're training the oxygen to get around the body better.
Right.
So yeah, that's what I want to do. Still.
Right, fair enough.
And then eventually I'll turn into a hybrid athlete.
Yeah, I want to do that as well still.
Turn into a hybrid.
I actually want to do that.
So maybe start running. I've seen someone has a running group. I mean, even this clothing brand has a running group, to be fair.
What brand is that? Oh, no promo, friends. Oh, what?
The fact I'm even wearing this is promo. I'm joking. It's called Barely Human still.
Oh, this is I don't know whose brand it is. Is it someone we know?
I don't think so.
Barely Human. Whose brand is that?
I don't know.
Fares. But yeah.
But yeah,
I've seen bare people start running groups.
Bare running groups, you say?
Yeah, like loads of people. I think like it's a trend right now. Everyone's doing the running group, or at least it was, especially like in winter, like late last year.
I don't know, but I might.
Yeah,
I just do it by myself. I don't know when. There was a point where I was running. I actually said it was. I think I said it.
That was at lockdown, was it not?
Nah, I'm sure I did it outside of lockdown.
Okay, no, yeah, it was outside of lockdown, but was also when it was trending as well. Like
maybe
people were just running for no reason.
But as in, like, I did this like, I want to say maybe last year.
Maybe that's when it was trending. I don't know.
I don't remember, but I was doing 3Ks.
The fact, because I don't run, I don't even know if that's a lot. Fairs.
No, not really. I mean, people do 5K runs.
Yeah.
But I was doing 3K because it was just like, it was an easy circle I could do.
Yeah.
So I was doing 3K runs. And it felt good, to be fair, but I ain't done it since. I don't do cardio in the gym either, but I want to lose weight.
Yeah.
Cause I got like, did I say it already? But I did a machine that told me I have 16% body fat.
There's a machine that tells you your body fat?
Yeah, in the gym.
What machine is that?
You know, there's just... There's just machines, like in pure gym, there's fair just enough, machines. Fair I just enough. Stepped on it, I paid it £1.
Oh, one of them ones.
You know
that
machine? Yeah. You just told me I have 16%. Yeah. But it's not that accurate.
Yeah, I can't imagine it would be. I can't imagine it would be.
But yeah, I want to start losing a bit of weight. Or should I say fat, shall I?
Yeah.
Start eating proper, real food. You know what I mean? I'll put eating this.
Yeah, because as much as I go to gym, I just don't feel like, I don't feel fit at all. Like,
no, I'm not fit.
Do you get it? Like, you look fit, but you're not fit at all.
Yeah, I'm not fit at all. Now, after the first set, bro. I'll do one more damn. Like, that's all right, sir. And then I have to take at least a 3-4 minute break. But, yeah, still.
I don't know why I feel like these girls that go to gym that have these, like, massive legs, I feel like they're more fit.
They are.
But they do, it's the same thing, but they do girls, they do lower half. It's just the same thing. So are they not, they might not actually be fit. They might just be the same as us.
Bro, I saw one guy in the gym, like, this might be a whine, but bro, his legs were massive.
Nah, bro, who's that?
Bro, Dukes was walking, yeah. I'm not lying. Dukes was, his thighs were shaking.
Yeah. That's too much.
It's too much. That was too much. Like it was hanging off
That's too much.
Nah, still. I'm definitely trying to get more serious with legs. So
yeah.
I definitely need to go this week for legs.
Yeah.
So I think I'm only 2 weeks proper since I started doing my legs again.
Oh, you're tired of the small leg jokes.
I don't really hear them.
Fez.
To be fair.
I mean, it's summertime when.
Yeah, let them come in summer, innit? It'll be too late. Do you know what I mean? But.
No, I hear it still. Actually, hear it. No.
Well, let's wrap up. I'm tired.
Fez.
Bro, this thing weren't recording, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it doesn't look. Bro, one of them doesn't look like it was recording. The bottom one.
But that's you. Will you speak?
Yo.
That's your setting though. The bottom one. Bro, good
luck. We'll find out. Good luck. We'll find out.
Anyway, Sha. Hope you lot enjoyed this episode with us too.
Come on.
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Quick little catch up. That's what it felt like.
Come on, man, for real. But yeah, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you hit the follow button on all our social media platforms.
Come on.
And yeah, it's been your boy Hustle Hustler. Still a hustler, my people.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy Benzo in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you on the next one still.